Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The Walters Prize is, according to its own publicity, New Zealand's most prestigious contemporary art prize. Established in 2002 and named after the well-known artist Gordon Walters, each year the award gives one artist $50,000 and the chance to travel to New York and exhibit at the Saatchi & Saatchi headquarters. Past winners include Francis Hugh Pritchard and the somewhat controversial entity Et Al. Here to talk about this year's nominees is Senior Curator from the Auckland Art Gallery, Ron Brownson. Hello.
G'day.
So first of all, I mean, the Walters Prize was established 2002. What did we do before that?
We didn't have one. We didn't. And look, this thing about the most prestigious art prize, let's put it in another language. Let's put it in Radio Live dialect, which really is the prize that artists most want to win.
Is that because it's 50 grand and a trip to New York?
50 grand is tax-free, you know, and it's a sweetener. You know, you get a business class trip to New York and you offered, if you want to take it up, a one-person show at Saatchi & Saatchi headquarters in New York. But if you quantified what it does for you in terms of your reputation both nationally and internationally, the Walters Prize puts you on the map.
I mean, these four artists that are nominees, the finalists, and we'll go into them soon. Where are they in their careers, though? I mean, already, for example, Lisa Rahaner, I've heard of her. I'm not hugely into New Zealand art. I know what I like, but you know, so they would suggest that these people are already well on their way.
Edith Amituanai is 27 years old. She was awarded the first Marty Friedlander photography prize. She's in the Auckland Art Gallery collection. She's in Te Papa's collection. She's shown just in Germany recently. She's in a show that I'm doing of Pacific artists, which is going in Taiwan. She's on a trajectory. And a few minutes ago, you talked about the word diaspora. Oh, it's a big word. But it's not a bad word because it talks about moving from one society to another, and that's what she's doing. She's moving from the traditions of a Samoan society to Pākehā society in terms of her art practice.
But I suppose the question, I mean, where is she, in terms of in the art world, where is she at? I mean,
she's going somewhere.
Yeah. So will the Walters Prize significantly raise her profile?
Yeah, it will. Every person in the Walters Prize will have significant increase in their profile because everyone's interested in the Walters Prize.
Well, tell me about the other three then. So that's Edith.
Yeah. Lisa, you know, she showed at the opening of Te Papa works called Native Portraits were recreations of what it might have been if a video camera was existing in Otorohanga in 1860. Well, 1870 maybe it didn't, but she imagined what it would have been like with Pākehā Māori interaction, little dramas. That was a fantastic opening event in terms of an installation for Te Papa. John Reynolds has been a previous finalist in the Walters Prize. He's the oldest artist in the show. He's in his 50s. He's doing a work which is about, it's called Cloud, and it's like 7,000 plus extracts from the Oxford Dictionary of New Zealand English.
That's quite an impressive-looking piece, isn't it? If I remember rightly, it goes over the archway of the door, is that correct?
Yeah. Cloud, of course, it's an echo of Aotearoa, but it's also like, you know, is our identity in New Zealand just like being a New Zealander and having it on your passport, or is it the way we speak to each other, like stonka, like up the buai, like shika? There's a lot of words that are just used here locally, and they're like the blood and soul of our language.
How many words have you got? Has he got in that piece?
Oh, there's more than 7,500 pieces in it, in the work, and it includes both New Zealand words and New Zealand phrases. So I haven't counted it, but we do know that there will be one visitor who comes in and says, maybe at 5 to 5, I haven't read them all yet.
And Peter Robinson?
Well, he's had a lot of experience exhibiting internationally. He's a professor at the University of Auckland. He's just got a solo show at the Govett Brewster Gallery in New Plymouth. A work called Ack. It's a huge work made in polystyrene. It's an impressive piece because it sort of reacts to... It's like, you know, what can you fill a room with? And he's filled it with this huge... It's like a fungus. It's like iceberg. It's full of humour. You know, ack, it's like the sound of a little
bird. Even his work's not a painting. I was about to say, he's the only painter in the final four. But
that's John Reynolds is the only painter. Right. But and Peter is also works in painting. He trained as a sculptor. But not everyone's doing paintings at the moment. You know, a lot of people are working with photography, installation, video. It's the currency of art now, and you don't need to be afraid of it.
There's that phrase, writing about music is like dancing about architecture. What about judging art? I mean, how does one judge art? How will the finalist be selected?
Yeah, what are the writing instructions for the judges?
To visit New Zealand, because the judges are never New Zealanders. They're outsiders looking in at us, so they can see us from an unpolluted perspective, or an unbiased perspective, or an unagendered perspective. The judge is the chief curator of the National Museum of France, Catherine David. So all the judges that we've had of the Walters Prize have been the leading people in international art. And she'll come to New Zealand, and she will just look at the exhibition, and then she will choose who the winner will be.
So does that become completely and utterly subjective?
Well, subjectivity is really an indication of the ability of one's knowledge intersecting with one's skills. You know, a cardiothoracic surgeon is a subjective technician. So she comes, and she feels the art with her heart and with her mind, and she makes a decision. And the decisions that have been made previously, all the judges, all the three previous prizes, have been female.
So I suppose what I'm asking is, you could have 10 different judges from equally prestigious positions around the world walk in and award to, you know, all four of the artists, couldn't you, differently?
Look, Catherine David has experienced all the best of all the best new art that's happening in the world. She's looking at our artists and saying, you measure up, and she will make a decision. All of these four people who are in the Walters Prize could be the winner.
So how do you arrive at the four? Is there a curatorial process before that?
There is, and we're off hands. We don't do it at Auckland Art Gallery. We invite other people who are jurors who do not know who each other are. They only meet on the day that we invite them to come together with their lists, and they have a day together, and they pull together this list. So we choose four people who are skilled within New Zealand to survey the art of the last 24 months and tell us what is the best that's been done.
The essential New Zealandness of the art seems to be quite important.
It's not to either us, the funders, or anyone, really. This isn't like perhaps the Venice show, which is seen as something which is like a trade fair for art, for contemporary art. It's a measure of how New Zealand the art can be experienced. You know, this isn't important in this. But if you come to the show, it's a show that you wouldn't see in Sydney.
So the final decision gets made, or the winner is announced at the end
later
of the month.
Later this month, yeah.
But everyone is all the four nominees have received $5,000 each. So
they have, and they should have too, because you know, to take part in something like this, you're laying it on the line. You know, it's tougher than being an All Black, being a major artist in this country. And I've told the All Blacks that many times.
In terms of their careers, I mean, are these final four artists, do they make a good living? You know, how important is this $50,000 to them? How important is the money part?
It's always important. It's always important, because these are not artists who, you know, are driving BMW 7s and not having to worry about cash flow. It's a struggle to be an artist, a professional artist in New Zealand. So $50,000 will make a difference. And the promotion and publicity of being in the prize will make a difference.
So what doors specifically will be open for the winner?
The future. An assured future, you know.
So that's big, isn't it? And assured future,
yeah,
so that's huge.
Yeah, and collecting too. You know, because, you know, we have wonderful collectors in New Zealand, private and public, but it's still not enough to sustain, you know. For instance, Peter Robinson, he is, as I say, a professor, you know, and that helps him, although he is a major figure.
On a rather crude level, if I was, say, if I, for example, had a piece by Lisa Ray Hanna at home and she won, would that go up overnight?
Winning the prize is not like doubling one's commercial currency. It's more significant than that, because your commercial currency, you have to future-proof your art, don't you? And if you win this, it's saying a major international figure believes that you're someone who is on the international stage now, baby. You know, and you can have shows anywhere in the world. That's even more interesting than whether the Lisa Ray Hanna that you have at home is worth $20,000 or $200,000, isn't it, really?
The Walters Prize will be decided at the end of October. In the meantime, you can check out the exhibition of all the four artists up at the Auckland Art Gallery. That's it for us today. Thanks for listening. I'm Damien Christie.
And I'm Russell Brown. And by the way, if you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows again, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio.
Thanks, New Zealand on the air.